6:34, it's the Hometown Morning Show.
Brought to us by our good friends at Ryan Implement Company with us. Good morning, Bethany Bennett.
Good morning, Paul.
How are you? I'm good. I'm good. Hanging in there.
I'd be better if it was sunny, but...
Yes.
It won't be long.
I know.
One of these mornings when you're in to see us, it'll be sunny. I promise.
Yeah, hopefully.
Well, probably, I don't know. Time's going to have to change.
Yeah, wait just a little bit.
But pre-sunny, when you know it's going to be sunny, there's a lot to be said for that.
Yes.
So you have had a busy month. February, we're raising awareness about the conditions of the heart.
Yes, it is the heart month. So, you know, on Friday, we did the Go Red, the National Wear Red Day.
Had mine on.
Thank you. I'd never seen a picture, though, but...
Snow day. It was kind of nuts here.
Oh, okay. I wasn't wearing any makeup, so I refused to let Becky take my picture.
By the time it was picture time, we were so disheveled from snow day that you wouldn't have wanted to post it.
You had a rough morning
morning. It was a little crazy. Yeah. Between the Dukes of Hazzard maneuvers in my car and... yeehaw. Hey, Roscoe still hadn't got me, so I'm going to say. And then... Is there school today in Breckenridge County, they asked?
How many times a day?
We made it, though. We made it with the help of caffeine. We made it. So we're talking about heart health, heart awareness. What are we talking about today?
Well, this week is Cardiac Rehab Week, so I wanted to come out and talk about that. You know, we do have the Cardiac Rehab Program at Breckenridge Health here in Hardinsburg. Our patients can be insurance patients, which the insurance patients are the ones that just recently had a heart attack. They've had the coronary artery bypass surgery, which is open heart to most people. They've had a heart valve replacement. They could be in heart failure. They could also have had stents placed, a heart transplant, or they could just be diagnosed with stable angina. You know, you still have to meet some other requirements, but insurance sometimes pays for those requirements there. And then I've also got patients that are called my maintenance patients. They're patients that have been with the program for many years. I've got some there that are 15 to 17 years with this program back when Kathy started it in 2001. So they come and they exercise and they pay out of pocket each month. They know the benefits of the exercise. They've seen the benefits of the exercise, so they know they've got to do this. Their cardiologist has talked to them about it. They've got it in their head that they've got to stay active, and the easiest way to stay active is to make, you know, an appointment. So they look at it like an appointment on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and they show up. They exercise between 45 minutes to, I've got some that exercise for 2 hours.
Wow.
So, you know, it's a wonderful program that we do have. If you have just recently had a heart problem, you know, give us a call. We'd be more than happy to sit down and talk to you, see if it's something that the insurance would pay for. If not, you know, we do have that maintenance program that you can pay for out of pocket.
You know, heart health and that affects all Americans. You know,
it
whether
does.
They're urban Americans or rural Americans, that is one of our big things that we need to talk about more probably. What can folks do to get their heart on the right path? How can you avoid having to do? I mean, I know folks want to come and see you, but probably under better circumstances.
Most people don't really want to have to come out there, but once they do get out there, they enjoy it. It's a support group. It's fun. You get to communicate with others while you exercise. But, you know, some things that people can do if they're smokers, you know, quit smoking. If they use any kind of tobacco products, you know, quit that. Vaping, don't even start that. Let's not even go down that road. Eating healthy, you know, stay away from the fast foods, the fried foods, different things like that. Try to do more baked. Blood pressure, controlling that blood pressure, your cholesterol, make sure you're getting it checked. And, of course, always making sure you go to your primary care provider. If you do have family history of heart disease, you really need to stay on top of going to your regular checkups with your primary care doctor. And it wouldn't hurt, you know, to go see a cardiologist also because you do have family history. Family history is a huge one. But, you know, being active, watching your weight, you know, getting rid of the smoking. Stress is another big one. I mean, it's horrible.
That's a harder one to quit than the other ones, I'd say.
It is. I recently had a patient, and she don't care that I tell her story because we've already discussed it, that she's young. I mean, she's a little younger than us, Paul. And her problem was she had high blood pressure, and she had stress. Her job caused her the heart attack is what her cardiologist told her. She had no family history. She had no other risk factors except stress and that high blood pressure.
We've been there, folks. So, you know, there's no shame in it.
Yeah, everybody.
It is what it is. But, yeah, they're listen
no
to Bethany,
job is
though.
Worth your life.
No, it's not.
No, that's what we discussed. I was like, you might have to find you a different job because if you go back and you're stressed, you're putting yourself in that same situation.
Drive an older car, trust me. Just do it. Save that heart. But there are so many things that you can do. And it's easier for us to sit here and say that. You know, so are there any resources you would send somebody to, any articles that they could read, or websites?
The American Heart Association is the best website to look up anything heart-related. I got a message yesterday. Somebody was having some congestive heart failure questions. So, of course, you know, I told them what I knew and referred them back to the American Heart Association. It's going to give you the best resources for your heart. It'll break down everything, the different diseases and stuff.
Good. Well, it's good to have that. No, it's good to have you come in and see us. We appreciate it. So, February, we're keeping hearts healthy. We're talking about heart awareness. And what is this week called again?
Cardiac Rehab Week.
Cardiac Rehab Week. Folks, take care of yourself. Take care of your heart. And we'll be back.